Hey, what's up, LP, Def Jux, Brooklyn?
Okay, you drop your new album, I Will Sleep When You Are Dead, and there are different musicians on the album, like Trent Reznor from Nine Inch Nails and Mars Volta. And how you came together with these guys? Is it friendship or...?
It's sort of a mutual admiration that we discovered with each other over the past couple of years, and then I got to know Mars Volta over the past like 4 years, 5 years, and just became friends with him. We were both fans of each other's music, and did some work for them on a record that they were putting together that ended up never coming out, but just stayed in touch with them. And then when they were with Trent Reznor, he reached out to me and asked me to remix the Nine Inch Nails single from the last album he did. And that's how we got to know each other. And I, met him a few times and hung out with him at a couple of his shows and just kind of stayed in touch. And when the time came for me to do my record, and I just kind of still had those experiences fresh in my head, and just stayed in touch with them. And I heard, I heard little things on the record that I thought would be cool to include them in. So I asked them to do it, and they said, yeah,
And most of the writers in the magazines wrote that this album is the soundtrack of the post 9/11. And was this your intention to create this feeling to the listeners?
I think that to a degree, yes, because I wanted to capture what I thought was the voice of my city that wasn't being spoken. I think that there haven't been many people addressing what it's like in their music just simply to be alive during these times and incorporating it into their music. It's weird, you don't listen to any of the music now and feel like anything has changed for these people in the world, like they don't even notice, but on the other hand, it's not completely intentional, because the way that I'm influenced and I take influence from my surroundings and the people around me, and it, no matter what I would have done, if I'm connected at all to the human experience, then it is a post 9/11 album. There's no choice. Okay. Unless I just completely ignore everything that's going on around me, which plenty of people do. But I can't. It works its way into my music, But it's not a record about 9/11. It's just from one person's perspective of who's been alive over the last 5 years in New York City. And, that's where it all fucking started. That's where all the fucking mayhem started, so.
Okay. And on the record, you sound very angry. Is this album like a therapy for you, a personal therapy?
I think that I'm passionate, and I think that it can sound angry, just because people aren't used to hearing emotion in hip hop anymore. It's like, what the fuck? I can't believe this dude is even, showing any emotion, And I think it is to a degree therapy. I mean, I think that's what art is. I think that that's why we write, and that's why we sing, and that's why we paint. This is, because it's an extension of our human spirit, and I think there are a lot of people who aren't lucky enough to have something they love to do to channel their frustrations or their confusion or their passion into. And I do. And if I didn't, I probably would go crazy. So, yeah, I think it could be thought of as therapy, yeah.
Okay. Do you think New York also needs a therapy?
Yeah, I think New York is in severe need of therapy. Yeah, because we are traumatized, It's kind of like we were in a car accident and then walked away from the car smoldering on the highway with blood running down our face and just decided to go straight to work. Okay. We're just ignoring it. Like, fuck it, that didn't happen, And it had a big effect on the people in the city, I think. I think a lot of the soul of the city got sucked out, and people just kept walking around and are walking around kind of like everything is working still. Everything is going forward perfectly, and it's not, There are problems, and we've been through a serious tragedy, and beyond the tragedy, then we had to deal with the bullying and manipulation of our consciousness by the media and the government, and all of the other things that came with it, being like, okay, great, it's like someone punching me in the stomach, and then some dude, while I'm still bent over doubled in by being punched in the stomach, comes over, puts a hand on my shoulder and says, I'm gonna now kill someone for you. And before I can even get the chance to say, wait, don't, I'm not that angry. Yeah. Maybe we should think about this. Yeah. He goes and shoots some dude in the street. And it's like, what, that wasn't him. Yeah. So I think that there's an overall I think that there's been overall damage to New York. Yeah.
You think with this album you done a political statement?
I think with this album I made a personal statement, and that in itself is political to a degree. You know, I mean, the fact that I'm being honest about the way I feel and addressing the issues that, you know, and really being trying to be as genuine as I can about who I am, and not trying to tell anyone anything. You know, I don't know anything. I just know myself. And I think that you know, that is kind of like the question about New York. You know, it's like, look, the post 9/11 thing, it's like, it's political because these times are political. And if I'm doing my job, then I am going to be at one perspective of what these times are. Hopefully someone can dig my album up out of the rubble in 20 years and put it on some archaic machine called a CD player, you know, and get some idea of what it was like to be alive now, you know, as opposed to getting some idea of what one person's fantasy of who he was, you know.
Okay. I read your album entered the US Billboard Top 100. And how does it feel to you? Because that means a lot of people like your music, understand and feeling you.
I think, I mean, you know, A, it doesn't take as much as it used to. to enter the top 100. So, you know, whereas it used to be really incredible, now it's like, you know, I did like 15,000 copies in the first week, and that's really good for an independent record. You know, that's excellent, and it's more than we could have, you know, wanted. But, you know, it's not like I'm fucking, you know, I'm not Jay-Z, you know, I'm not selling a million records in the first week. So, but it feels good. You know, what it means, I think, is that there's still room out there for just, you know, serious albums, you know, and pieces of work that are challenging, and that there's an audience that craves that, you know, and you know, it'll never be pop music, but there's a huge portion of the population that not only likes pop music but also wants something to put on to feed their soul and their mind, you know, and these are the records I think that form us. These are the records I hope to make that develop you as a lover of music, you know, and as a fan, and the things that we can relate to. When I was a kid, you know, there were records that I would put on when I was sad that felt like it was expressing my sadness better than I could express my sadness. Okay. Or when I was angry, that felt like it was expressing my anger in a way that I couldn't say with words. Yeah. Because I wasn't, you know, I wasn't old enough, I wasn't good enough, or I couldn't do it yet. Yeah. And I think that we connect to these records, and you know, I think that type of record will never be go out of style. You know, a human record, a real record that touches on things that, you know, the details may change. You may not think that you can relate to if you you know, the details and the circumstances of what I'm talking about, but the feelings are all the same, and we all feel them. You know, there's no one across the world that doesn't feel anger or pain or joy or love or. And this is the cornerstone of art. This is why art is connecting people, right? You know, so.
Okay. And at last, what we can expect from the Definitive Chucks label and from you?
Right now, I don't have anything planned for myself except touring and trying to just get out there. You know, it's been a long time since I've really had a piece of music out and gone out and just, you know, met the fans and performed. And I love it. There are only two things that I like about music: making music and performing music. And the rest of it, the business and all that shit, is hell, you know?
Yeah.
But for the label, the next big record that we're putting out is gonna be the Aesop Rock record.
Oh.
Yeah, which is done and it's already getting pressed up, so yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay. The last, have you any words to the listeners, to the album or something, what you want to say?
Yeah, when you listen to this record, turn your phone off, put your headphones on, maybe even smoke a little weed. Definitely tell your girlfriend to leave you alone, tell your boyfriend to leave you alone, turn off the TV, maybe even turn the lights out and put aside 1 hour of your life and take the journey with this record, because, you know, it's it needs that from you.